Case number 10,065, Hooton Family Irrevocable Trust, south of Hassel Avenue Extended, south of Hassel Avenue, being Lot 78 within Bayview Park Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine, and the law firm is Sergovic and Carmine. I represent the applicant, the Hooton Family Irrevocable Trust, who seeks a 14-foot variance from the front yard setback requirement of 30 feet. The initial application sought a 14-foot variance for the existing dwelling and any future dwellings. We are modifying that application at this time and are seeking a variance for the existing dwelling and for any future dwelling that's within the same footprint as the existing dwelling. The property is formerly owned by the Hooton Family Irrevocable Trust, who did acquire the property in 1963. It's located in Bayview Park Subdivision in Bethany Beach. It was recently sold to Michael and Susan Wigley on January 3rd, 2008, and Mr. and Mrs. Wigley are seated to my left and are available if the board has any questions of them. The dwelling was constructed in 1979 and did receive a certificate of occupancy in 1980. The violations were not discovered until a new survey was prepared of the property for the sale of the property to the Wigleys. The former owner was unaware of any violations until that time. I actually have a copy of the survey was submitted to the board. I actually have another copy of the survey, and it shows the encroachment and the requested variance, which I'd like to introduce. Okay. Again, neither the applicant nor the current property owners were aware that there was any violation until the survey was prepared just prior to settlement. As you can see, based on the survey, the property is unique in shape. The hardship was not self-created by the current property owners and, again, was unknown to the previous owner as a CO was issued for the home in 1980. There's no possibility that the property can be developed in compliance with the code as it would be necessary to remove the structure. Therefore, a variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. If authorized, the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. Similar variances have been approved for neighboring properties. I actually have a map showing the area, and I will submit that as well.
And we have it here, too. You've done your job.
And the map shows, it provides a legend, and it shows the subject property for which we're seeking the 14-foot variance. The adjacent property has an existing 8.8-foot front yard and shows other properties in close proximity to the subject property, which has received a similar variance. I'll give you a second to look at that. But again, the request is consistent with variances that have been approved for neighboring properties. I also have a letter in support of the application. It's from Lewis and Ann Fries, neighboring property owners who were in support of the application. Unfortunately, I just have one copy. Wasn't sure if it was submitted to the board in advance.
It's okay.
As an aside, I'd also like to note that the property is zoned MR, and the current code requires minimum lot sizes of 10,000 square feet for this property. As you can see, the property is approximately 6,800 square feet. So the current setback requirements don't really aren't necessarily appropriate for this size lot. I don't think it's what the code contemplates today. But again, this lot was created in the 70s, so I just wanted to bring that to the board's attention. Again, the variance, if authorized, will represent a minimum variance that will afford relief and represents the least modification possible of the regulation in issue, and therefore we request approval of the 14-foot variance from the front yard setback requirement of 30 feet for both this dwelling and any future dwelling within the same footprint. Thank you for your consideration.
Are there any questions from members of the board at this time? Mr. McKee?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Trussman?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Ms. Carmine, one.
Yes.
I'm not sure I quite understood the last thing you said, but you're asking for, as I understood it, a future variance in the event the house was demolished?
As long as it was reconstructed in the same footprint.
Yeah, the board can't do that.
Okay.
There are certain circumstances under which a portion of the dwelling, if left remain standing, mm-hmm. Would allow you to do the same thing. But if a complete demolition of the house is going to require you to rebuild under whatever the current code is at that time.
But if it was an extension, as long as a portion of the property, of the dwelling remained.
Gets a little tricky, so, you know, just check before you start knocking things down.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, it does get a little tricky. You have to leave a wall up and all that kind of stuff, you know, a certain amount. But an excellent job, Counselor. I'm impressed there.
Well, thank you.
Little people do good things, don't they? We got brains.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Two. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has demonstrated the standards being met for granting the variance, so I make a motion that we approve case number 10,065.
Okay, have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,065. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved. Thank you.
Case number